morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gary Sissel with Nebraska Furniture Mart. Gary, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're out here at Surfaces. We just ended up sitting through the morning meeting with the National Floor Covering Alliance, and I was going to ask you, why don't you tell us real quick a couple of the highlights of that meeting?
Well, it's always a great opportunity when you can get 36 large retailers together. We share some really interesting ideas. We have some manufacturers come in and speak to us occasionally during the morning, and we use some of that information, I think, to help set our direction when we go out to Surfaces the rest of this week to make some purchases.
And this meeting is held every year right prior to Surfaces, isn't it?
Yes, every year. And again, it's just an opportunity for us to get together, renew some of our friendships, and then, of course, strategize how we might be able to improve our businesses.
And then this afternoon, you have some of your Tier 2 vendors meet with you and kind of show you what some of their programs are. Is that right?
Yeah, that gives us an opportunity to meet some vendors that we don't necessarily do business with on a day-to-day basis and maybe to go out and ferret out some of those diamonds in the rough, as I like to call them.
All right, Gary, well, one of the primary reasons I wanted to talk to you is that right here, the day before Surfaces, for those, most everybody knows who you are, but with Nebraska Furniture Mart, you've got three stores. You move a lot of volume in flooring, and when you come to Surfaces, I know you come every year. I can see you usually from halfway down the exhibit hall, but do you come here to buy a product, or what's your primary purpose to coming to Surfaces?
We have several purposes. One is to replenish our inventory. We're very optimistic. We think this year is going to be pretty good. Not great, but we think it's going to be pretty good, and it gives us an opportunity to replenish some of the standard items that move day in and day out for us. The other thing that we try to do is we bring some of our new managers out here and expose them to some different things, some different ideas, some different ways of thinking so that they can go back and share that with their staff and make us a better company. And then the third thing, of course, as we go out there looking for new products that might add or complement our current lineups.
Are you usually pretty successful at going to some of these, maybe downstairs or wherever, and finding these little niche products that'll help round out your offering to the consumer?
We've been fairly successful. The last couple of years, we've been successful in the adhesives arena. We hadn't really explored that arena before, and we found actually some products that worked better for our particular operations, save some money, and got to know some new suppliers and introduce some new products.
How long are you going to be here? You're going to be here for the whole 3 days of the show?
We're here to support the industry, and we're going to be here till the bell sounds at the very last day.
Okay, great. All right, you just a minute ago talked about the kind of the marketplace, and you said that you felt like you were going to see some recovery. We are hearing out there that people are starting to see a little bit more traffic. Are you starting to see more traffic in your stores?
As long as there's not a blizzard, which we've had about four of them so far since mid-December, the traffic has been pretty good. This last weekend, I was just commenting that we were up 60% over the weekend. Incredible traffic. All of our product categories, furniture, appliance, electronics, and flooring are all seeing a little bit bump in traffic right now. We're hoping that continues through the month of February.
I know you guys are heavy advertisers. To get the traffic in, are you having to cut price considerably? Because we've heard that the consumer is out there really looking for deals.
We're cutting price a little bit. We're looking for better deals from our suppliers to help support that. We're advertising more than we have in the past, and we're looking for really crazy deals to drive customers into our store.
All right. Can you give me an example of what some of those deals are? I mean, I remember last year you had an arrangement where it was 50 yards of free carpet, I think, something like that.
50 yards of free carpet. That was a very good promotion. That was last October, and I'm going to do that again here very soon.
Okay, well, that was in conjunction with Stainmaster, is that right?
That was actually with Shaw and Anso. The next one will be with Stainmaster, and I anticipate it to be very big.
Okay, so you get creative, and actually I'm sure you run the numbers when you do these kind of things, and you probably know that the average sale of carpet is enough to cover a little bit more than what you're giving away, and you still end up making money on it, don't you?
You know, we're not in it to make a lot of money. We're in it to make friends, Kemp. We want to get a lot of people into our store, and we're willing to sacrifice a little bit of margin on one end to gain a lifelong customer on the other. And if the job, you know, the way the numbers work out, if the job's, you know, big enough, we usually make okay on the margin, maybe not what we're normally used to, but we get a lot of people into the store, populate the department, and make a lot of friends.
Okay. I know one of the things you're doing right now is you're resetting. You have two large stores, one in Kansas City and one in Omaha. I think you're doing a reset in Omaha. As a matter of fact, we photographed and ran, and I believe our December issue, the way the new rug area looked. Man, it was gorgeous. I can tell you're doing some things with lighting and display. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we worked very closely with a number of our partners, Stainmaster being one of them. Since we're a Stainmaster Flooring Center, we worked with Shaw, we talked with Mohawk, we talked with a couple of other key suppliers, Beaulieu, and we tried to come up with a different game plan for helping the customer figure out how to shop for flooring. We've got our floor separated by styles now, and we do have a Stainmaster Flooring Center. So it was interesting trying to integrate all the pieces from a Stainmaster Flooring Center to a Shaw Design Center to Mohawk Smart Strand, whatever it might be, Beaulieu Bliss. I don't want to leave anybody out. But get everybody in there and figure out a way to make it all work together so the customer relatively easy could identify a style of carpet, for example, see it's color-coded, and then immediately be able to find that section on our floor. And so far, the customer's reaction has been very positive. We got wider aisles. We got better lighting. The floor looks bigger. And we've done some unique things in terms of our countertop space. We've got a very unique countertop display that's selling countertops every day. And we show some of our in-stock hard surfaces products a little differently with a big 60-foot-long sample wall.
And you told me earlier that you're actually featuring an Anderson hardwood floor right there in your display area. So that's part of your program too, right?
We have Anderson displayed on the floor. And believe it or not, what we show on the floor, and there's about, oh, I would say 600 square feet down. And that is our number one seller. And then next to it, we have a Shaw laminate. It's one of our top sellers. And next to that, we have a Mannington ceramic or porcelain. It's one of our top sellers. And then we have Armstrong Alterna down there in big displays. And those products, of course, are selling like crazy.
So you're a firm believer that if you put the product down on the floor and offer it kind of as a vignette, it helps to move the product, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think if the customer can visualize it a little bit better, it makes it a little easier for the customer. We're constantly trying to figure out how to give that customer a more home feel, more homey experience, so that if they see it, that they'll be very comfortable with their purchasing decision.
Well, Gary, I don't know if you want to comment on about this or not, but, you know, this year we're starting to see a lot of these lifetime warranties. We're starting to see a lot more softer carpet. Do you think the consumer in the end really is paying attention much to all these things?
I think in some categories they probably do pay attention to it. I have to question whether or not anybody wants to keep their floor down for a lifetime. I certainly don't, and most people I know don't, but I think the one thing it may do is give them a little peace of mind, and I would be surprised if the manufacturers had very many claims from these. So, you know, it's nice to get the customer's attention. Whether it is really that meaningful, I still question.
Okay, Gary, I appreciate you spending time with us today. I hope you have a good show. We've been talking to Gary Sissel, Director of Flooring at Nebraska Furniture Mart, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar at floordaily.net.